Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Perhaps you remember that haunting old song Simon and Garfunkel released over 50 years ago. Maybe you remember the more recent remake the band Disturbed did, which climbed the charts. Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and I bring up that depressing but very popular song to help us lean into Psalm 88. And I want to warn you that what I'm about to read is the darkest of all the Psalms. There is no joy. It ends in despair and literal darkness. Psalm 88. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I am overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I'm counted among those who go down to the pit. I'm like one without strength. I'm set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You've put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You've taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I'm confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I have suffered and been close to death. I have borne your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They've completely engulfed me. You have taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend. Psalm 88 is the most depressing song we find in the hymn book of the Old Testament church. Now, it may strike us wrong. We may wonder how it even made it in. Did the ancient Israelites really sing this depressing song? And the answer is yes. If it strikes us wrong, if it doesn't seem like a song we should sing to God in worship, we may need to ask ourselves why it is so. Have we lost something today? Are we only supposed to sing songs meant to encourage or bring joy? The answer is no. Some of our worship should be lament, sorrow, even darkness. Dietrich Bonhoeffer noted, "Wherever the Psalter is abandoned, an incomparable treasure vanishes from the Christian church. With its recovery will come unsuspected power." I would argue that there is great power, my friends, in singing Psalm 88 and other dark songs, though there are not many modern songs like this that I've heard being sung in public worship. You may say, "But Joel, I'm a joyful Christian. I want to celebrate all that God is doing in my life. I don't want to sing a sad song that brings me down in the pit of despair when I'm happy." My friend, perhaps that is one reason why many people don't come to our churches. The songs of secular rock stars better relate to their experience than the happy songs we sing in church. Maybe that's because rock stars are more in touch with our world than many of us. You know, I know a man who had his leg blown off as a boy by a random suitcase bomber. He told me that his life verse is Psalm 88:15. Now, I'm not saying we should not sing songs of joy. After all, Christians are the people who have more reason to rejoice than anyone. We're spirit-filled children of God who've been given the kingdom in Christ Jesus. But what percentage of folks in our church are going through trials, are depressed, or are in darkness? If they have to sing our happy songs with us, why can't we sing some dark songs with those who don't know if the sun will ever come out tomorrow? Why can't we sing with our sisters and brothers in Ukraine who right now find themselves in the land of oblivion? Friends, this world is not yet what it will be. So we should learn to posture ourselves, not only in worship, but in our daily interactions. We should posture ourselves in a way that comes alongside those who are hurting. We rejoice with those who rejoice, but we must weep with those who weep. Romans 12:15. Remember Jesus coming to the tomb of Lazarus. He wept with Mary and was sorrowful. And he did this despite the fact he was about to raise Lazarus from the dead. Jesus was about to fix everything, but he didn't say, "Stop crying, Mary, and step aside." No. Jesus wept because death had taken away the friend. And on the cross, where Jesus would truly fix everything, he was the singer of Psalm 88, as God turned his face away, and he hung forsaken by God on our behalf, and darkness was his only friend. My friend, there are hurting people all around us, so let you and I be a better friend than darkness is to those in despair. Yes, glory is coming, but today we take up our cross and follow Jesus. Remember who you are and who you belong to.